We are here at the 2020 CUNA GAC in lovely Washington, D.C., and we are here we're talking digital identity with John Ainsworth from CU Ledger.
Hello again.
John, how
good
are
to
you,
see
sir?
You.
Good to see you as well. Good to see you well.
Yeah.
All right, and Ron Amstutz from Desert Financial. How are you, Ron?
Good, very good.
All right, and then Gordon. Oh, I almost said Gordy Howe.
Yeah, that's okay, that's fine. Hey.
Gordon Howe from Unified Federal Credit Union. How are you, Gordon?
Fine, nice to meet you too.
It was so irresistible.
Exactly. He's giving autographs.
And now, are you? All right.
Yes, exactly.
For $5 a piece.
That's
huh? All right, good deal. Hey, so before we talk about Member Pass, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's going great.
Yeah.
I mean, this is always a really good environment. As you know, obviously relational, you get to see everybody catch
mm-hmm.
up. There's always some kind of theme that comes out. We actually both were on a panel today on privacy
mm-hmm.
and member ownership and what's going on with CIP and what are the implications now of KYC and all of the regulatory kind of updates. So Lance did a great job of talking about all the things that are going on. You know, California's got their efforts going on. 13 other states are now kind of pushing the whole privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a whole regulatory theme. So it's not typical that you have the technology guys and the compliance guys actually excited in the same conversation.
Right.
So it was a very engaging panel. It's going good.
Ron, how about you? How's a
it's always
from
a great
creating perspective?
It's always a great opportunity to talk to our partners and see what new products and
mm-hmm.
services they're offering
mm-hmm.
and usually have some nice booths and demos set up so you can actually see it working. It's not just
that's a good thing.
Talking.
It's not smoke and mirrors.
So,
it's real.
So it's been a good event so far.
Good deal. Gordon, how about you?
For me, it's been the networking with my fellow CEOs and stuff like that, ones that I haven't met before and everything
mm-hmm.
else, coming out here and actually being able to talk about what's going on with CU Ledger
mm-hmm.
and the Member Pass solution. I mean, I've spent most of my time in breakout sessions
we're making
and talking about this thing. So we're the evangelists for the Member Pass solution. But again, it's nice meeting a bunch of new people out there this time.
Indeed. Well, speaking of Member Pass, this is kind of the evolution of what's going on with it, because we've talked about it since day one, even pre.
It's been a journey.
It's been pre like CU Ledger. So this has been quite the journey. So you guys just announced or released the news about changing my CU ID to Member Pass.
Yep.
So how has that resonated with
the
folks?
Well, it's going well. It's kind of interesting. There was actually a YouTube video of someone commenting on my CU ID, and the whole video was my CUID. And the whole conversation was my CUID. And so clearly we had some branding confusion.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thought about being member-oriented, member-focused,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, pass of being able to do things that I can't, you know, where I'm having to do all of the challenge questions and all the things we talked about through all the interviews. So
mm-hmm.
I think we're finally on to the really, you know, kind of good one. The reaction has been great. In fact, people actually think that we've changed the name of the company.
Oh, really?
They've been introduced in the panel. They're like, John Ainsworth with Member Pass. Okay. But I think that just shows in terms of, okay, now we're hearing enough in market, we're seeing enough legitimate, we actually have live,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind mm-hmm. of experiences coming. So, yeah, it's been good.
They're getting the recognition. Yes,
well,
Gordon.
Being a California credit union, you know, we go to Disneyland a lot, right? And so I've had credit unions come up to me and go, it's like the Fast Pass at Disneyland, right? It's your ticket to get in, right? It's your ticket to get in the e-ticket to get in. So that's how we're going to be using it for the whole conference.
I like that. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
You remember that one.
Okay.
I like it. So, and 2019 was a big year for pilots, right?
Yeah.
And Ron Desert Financial is one of the pilots. So how did that go?
It's good. We did our pilot in the fourth quarter in our contact center, proved out the technology worked. Now we're working with CU Ledger on enhancing the user experience
mm-hmm.
up for the member side
mm-hmm.
so we can expand it to more members and also working with Correlation to get it into the core too. So.
Got it.
One of the things that's always I harass Ron because he's so shy. often underplays that this is 4.5-5 year experience for you now.
Four plus.
And so in terms of where this started originally and credit unions mm-hmm. being at the driver of that and the value of sovereign, we talked about sovereign organization,
mm-hmm.
Ron being vice chairman, and that actually being a global community coming along support with us, that's a good story. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a dual role. I mean, sovereign, as I talked about earlier today in our session, is really the network that Member Pass runs on, and the bigger picture of the digital identity with
mm-hmm.
Sovereign is, you know, it's great that we can offer it from a credit union standpoint because our members trust us, we're better to get your digital identity.
Right.
But the idea that eventually it can replace your passwords for other things and you're in control of your passwords
please,
instead of somebody
please,
else.
With
and
all
not
caps.
Having to breach. Yeah.
yeah. You know, one of the things that was really interesting out of Ron's pilot was every this whole conversation has been about proving who Mike says Mike is.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the breaches and all of just the other atrocities, now the members are equally wanting to know, hey, I want to know that it's unified. I want to know that. So their pilot experience of, are you talking with Desert Financial, yes or no? Well, if I'm not, and that's turning out to be a big deal, even more so than we kind of thought it would be at first.
Yeah, it's a two-way street now.
It's a two-way street.
Yeah. For sure, yep. For sure.
It's funny, a year ago, I didn't even know how to spell sovereign now. So, but we jumped in with both feet in our pilot too, so.
Right. Yeah, what's your experience been?
I mean, we've only been doing the pilot for probably the last 4 or 5 months, something like that. And we jumped in full-fledged with, like Ron did at Desert. We're actually have about 200 members that actually have the member pass right now,
using it
in our contact center today, right?
Wow.
And so the adoption rates, it's slow initially at first like that, but our next focus is now to take it to a new membership. So when a new member joins Unify,
here's your digital credential.
Golden ticket.
That's your golden ticket. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And so then we're going to be using it not only at the contact center, but then replacing the branch authentication. So instead of whipping out your ID, we're going to authenticate you right by the phone because everybody has their phone with them every time they come in. So we're moving to more of a digital approach with member authentication.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the member pass fits all those buckets across the board.
You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking, wow, what a cool factor this is. Yeah. You know, I mean, the word of mouth, when somebody said, yeah, I joined the credit union and I got a digital ID to boot. So, and now I can use it all sorts of places.
Yeah, and what came out of our sessions today was so many different ideas from different credit unions, right, about what we can do with this digital credential. So think about it, if a member had this digital credential on the phone and they're driving by your branch and said, hey, why don't you come on in? So you got the geofencing going on outside your branch. Say, come on in. We now can track and said, hey, you're in the branch. Come to teller window 4. We already have your account up. We already authenticated you. Hi, Susie, come on up. In and out, no ID, no nothing.
Wow.
That's where this can go very quickly.
Oh my God, that's like a Starbucks experience where you order from the parking lot, you go in and get your latte and you're out.
Well, it's interesting though, because if you think when we started the conversations here 2 years ago in our first breakout, it was like, are you Bitcoin? Right, so everything was about blockchain, the hype of blockchain. Yeah. Remember, we had the overflow in the room, and the narratives that we've had today, really, it's not about blockchain at all. That's the technology, but I feel good about the actual member experience being the driver. And so, to Gordon's point, a lot of discussion around, gosh, you put me through a lot as a member. I have to do one thing if I log in, I have to do one thing if I call in, I have to do thing if I, you know, this experience. Ron's like, I've got 5,000 passwords and I can't remember them all, and they're all over the planet, they're stuck on his mirror, you know. So that experience, and so that being the focus, I think actually is a really good indication. We're using the technology, you know, we get asked, well, where'd the blockchain go? Yeah, we're still using that as the underpinning, but you shouldn't care.
Right, I mean, I think we're beyond blockchain now with this. I think so, because that's, I mean, from a user standpoint,
how crazy is that? 3 years now we're like, you know, evolving.
We're beyond that, you know. So now we're talking about really cool stuff, usage, use cases now.
Right.
You know, it's not talking about this stuff. I mean, this is the stuff that we obviously talk about, the back end and all that stuff, how it all works. But from a member standpoint, that's the cool factor when you walk into the branch and go, hey, here I am. Basically.
Well, it's all about digital. I think that's the other thing that we had a consistent feedback is everyone's talking about the digital journey. They're all trying to embrace it. They're starting to think now, okay, what are the implications that, you know, 80% of my membership has a smartphone and that's how they want to interact with me. Oh my gosh, what about customer privacy and the protection? And so all of the other unintended implications of being digital, this is what we live now. So it's interesting.
I can't wait to hear member feedback. I don't know if you guys have that yet, but I can't wait to hear it from the folks that are actually using it and just a consumer and how cool it is and all that stuff. So I can't wait to get that type of information.
I think it's new for them now.
Sure.
And the member adoption is going to take some time.
Right.
But I think once we can standardize and make it an omni-channel experience within your... So, wait a minute. Okay, when I call, I can use member pass. Wait, when I come in the branch, I can do it. When I do online transaction, I can use member pass. That's when we're going to get the aha, and the members are going to say, wow, I have something that is... fantastic. Then if I go and I want to do a share branching transaction, right?
Oh, wow. There you go.
I got the same experience, right? No more questions or anything else.
No more hoops.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, I think the other thing that was insightful is, you know, so many of these opportunities, there's a lot of competition. Nobody wants to play with each other. Nobody wants to interoperate. I mean, we've had conversations and partnerships with pretty much every provider. There's a pretty big piece of announcement with us in the press today. So if you haven't seen that, you ought to go look at it. pretty big partner. One of them's listed on the table right here. But everybody says, gosh, if I can make the member experience better and I can take fraud and risk out, we all win. Oh, so the collaboration, it's not, well, you're doing this and now you're competing with that. So and that's what we're all at, Unify.
Right. And we're all talking about the member. Oh, go ahead, Ron.
The exciting thing beyond using it in the credit union, we're meeting tomorrow with Congressman Schweiker from Arizona. He's on the federal blockchain committee, and so we want to talk about how can we get this into, you know, your driver's license and the MVD or different areas of government so that we can use that. So when somebody walks in to apply for a loan, they can show their credential that I have an ID and don't have to pull out their driver's license.
Exactly. That's what I'm really excited about too.
Well, you know, it's funny. That's actually a really good point because so many of these other entities, be it you know, municipalities or whatever, they recognize that credit unions have trust with their members and that KYC is you know, there's no other entity where it's stronger in that trust relationship. So that's a really, really big, powerful asset. It's about digital and trust, and you see us talking a lot about that. But that's a great point where we actually have not only just financial services partners, but there's a lot of other people that value credit unions, which is great.
Indeed. All right, what's next, guys? What's next on the MemberPass agenda? Where do we go from here? We've done the pilots. We've got some people using it. So what's next? I'll let you take
Well, I'll start and let them say, just for us as CU Ledger, if you notice, we've had a lot of other POCs and things on our roadmap that you haven't heard about. We've kind of taken those off of the conversation right now. They're there at the appropriate time. We are dead serious and focused on member pass and deployment. That's what you're going to see from us. I'll let you guys talk about the rollout. We've got a number of other participants coming on, but now it's focused execution.
Okay. All right. Ron, what's next for you guys at Desert Financial?
Ours is doing what Gordon just described earlier, is taking the member pass and creating it across all channels so that the experience is the same no matter where you contact us in the organization. So make it easy.
Indeed. And I would love to be a fly on the wall tomorrow talking to your representative. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be such a cool
conversation. You see his excitement.
Oh, yeah. He's jumping out of his skin.
Yeah,
I can
it actually
tell,
is
Ron.
Exciting.
I just Gordon. But for us, especially being on the board at CU Ledger and stuff like that, I look at it as a cup of noodles. We want to provide a solution where all the credit union has to do is just pour the hot water in there and they got a full meal. And that's kind of where we're going. We kind of joked about that a lot, but I call it a cup of noodles solution, that we have it across all channels within our organization.
Right. It's not only a member experience, it's a credit union experience too.
Exactly.
So so it goes again. There's a two-way street again.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, guys.
Yeah,
anything
good
else, Don, to wrap up?
No, I think
anything
so.
Else?
Thanks for
all right, guys.
Good to see you again.
All right, good to see each and every one of you. And there's a hockey game tonight.
You got it.
Center of attention.
All right, guys, well, keep up the good work. Can't wait to see what happens next. And again, I would love to be a fly on that wall tomorrow. So we want a full
next
report.
Interview.
We want
next
a full
interview.
Report.
Next interview.
All right, guys, good job.
Thanks,
Mark. Well done.
Nice meeting
nice to meet you.
Thank
Ron, well done.
Always a
John,
pleasure.
Keep knocking it out of the park, brother.
Thank
All right,
you.
There they are.
Thank
Team
you.
Digital
Thank
ID.
You.
Yay.